It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am so excited about this show because this is going to be not only informative, but very interesting. We're going to talk about adventure travel, and I just got back from an adventure travel show up in Washington, D.C., a weekend before last, and it was a great show because it really talked about a very trending and really a growing part of the travel industry, and that is adventure travel. I mean, travelers now are looking for something that's experimental, something that gets them involved with the culture, with the people, with nature. They're just looking for something that really is more than that typical vacation where you bring your book and sit out by the pool or sit out by the beach. Now, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that kind of vacation either. I mean, I like those too. But this adventure travel is really, really very interesting. Now, I have sitting in with me today my regular buddy, Doc Beal, who's my road buddy, and we have all kinds of adventures, or have had all kinds of adventures. So welcome to the show today, Doc Beal.
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a great topic, adventure travel. Well, a lot of times when you travel, most of the time it ends up being an adventure.
Well, yeah, it does, because I usually forget something and I have to go back to the house, you know, make two trips back. So that in itself, when I'm traveling, turns into like an adventure, just making sure I have everything that I'm supposed to take with me. And also sitting in with me today is Olivia Varnson, who works behind the scenes to make the show, you know, really very interesting for everyone. And she's sitting in the studio with us today. So welcome to the show, Olivia.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. And I know you like sports. And I would think adventure travel would be something you would really find interesting, because when you travel, then you could do like some of these physical activities. Because according to definition, that's what adventure travel is all about. It's about going on trips where you actually are doing something physical, not just sitting and reading that book by the pool, but you're actually doing something physical and you're getting involved with nature. So is this your kind of travel, you think?
Yeah, you learn a lot about yourself that way.
I think so. You learn a lot about, you know, what you can do, what you can't do, maybe even just, you know, a little bit reflective as well sometimes. So getting involved with nature always is for me. And what about you, Doc Beal?
I think adventure travel is good because it basically takes you to a place where you can look at things from a different perspective. It gives you a different mindset. You're not in the same domesticity that you're in all your life. You're not in the office. You're actually looking at things from a different perspective. You can get different thoughts, different insights. And the adventure is not so much to the location. A lot of times the adventure is also into yourself, into your soul.
Right, that's like what Olivia just said, yeah. I think that's really a big part of it. So the definition, or according to some surveys and things that are being done, adventure travel, then, if we want to define it, is really that interaction with nature, like I just mentioned, where you're doing something physical, where you're really being involved in some type of physical activity or something, or where you're bringing along equipment, or that you're hiking, or you're doing something that's active. Now, you just mentioned, you know, about, you know, getting out there and getting involved. You just got back from a fantastic trip. You and one of your favorite buddies from college, Roger Fishman, you guys had a great trip to the Falkland Islands.
We had a great trip to the Falkland Islands. And when I think of adventure travel, there's no other person that comes to my mind more than Roger Fishman, because he's been in some of the most incredible places on the planet, all around the planet. And he's an expert in that field. He's also an expert wildlife photographer. But what you find out is you're preparing for an experience, and you yourself have to be in shape, as well as having the things that you need that you want to perform at that place. So if you're doing photography, you have to have your photography equipment in place. And if you're getting yourself in some of these places, you yourself have to be in shape. And no one, to me, gives a better simplified explanation of what you want to do, how to make it a fun event as well, because it's enjoyable. And then Roger Fishman, it's a pleasure to have him here on the show today.
Well, that's right. He's actually here on the show. And this is one of our Just Got Back series. So the whole show, we want to hear about this fantastic trip that you and Roger just around. And I know Roger has been on another trip since you guys got back from the Falkland Islands. So we certainly want to hear him talk about that as well. So, Roger, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I'm here. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be joining you all.
Well, we're super excited to have you because I agree with Bill. When I think of adventure travel or when I just think of, you know, really getting out there, being active and, you know, really taking, you know, taking that risk to get involved with life, I think of you. So I want to hear all about, first, let's hear about your most recent trip. You were just in Canada, right?
Yes, I was. I was just up in a place called Banks Island, which is in Canada, and it's in the Northwest Territories, and it's above the Arctic Circle. And I went up there and visited a small town of 95 people, the Inuit, in Sachs Harbor. And I went up with a dear friend of mine from Canada named Michelle Valberg, who's a wonderful Canadian photographer. And the reason we went up is we wanted to go see if we could find and photograph muskox, which are usually pretty accessible in that neck of the woods.
Oh, so yeah. Tell me a little bit about the trip.
Well, you know, the trip required, I live in Los Angeles, and went from Los Angeles, which is about, you know, 85 degrees, and after about a day and a half, 2 days of travels, I ended up in Sachs Harbor, where it was minus 50 below.
What?
So it was a good 125, 130 degree swing in temperature. And,
yeah.
You know, in this town, you have a great history, a great cultural component of all the natives, the First Nation people, who live on the land, who hunt, who really are the guardians of the Arctic Circle. And we had a wonderful guide who would take us out every day on a snowmobile to go look for muskox. And over the course of about 2 days, we spent about 10 hours and 180 miles looking for them. And the preparation for that trip is really critically important because when you're going to minus 50 below zero, there's very little room for error. You have to prepare. You have to know how to not only keep warm, but you have to know what will happen and what you can do if something goes wrong. So it was a real test. It was a real adventure journey, a great photography journey, and also a personal journey for me to learn about myself and what I could and couldn't handle in such extreme conditions.
Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and you're listening to Roger Fishman describe one of his just-got-back trips from Canada. Now, Roger, this is so fascinating to me, and I definitely need to know more about this temperature that you're saying, you know, was there. But also, can you tell our listeners, what are musk ox? What's that?
Musk ox are, I think, one of the most fascinating animals. They're sort of a cross between a sort of a Cape buffalo from Africa and a bison. And a miniaturized version of like a woolly mammoth. So they're these beautiful animals, very covered in hair, beautiful little horns and tusks, and they just, you know, eat and they find food even in 50 below zero with snow-covered ground, ice-covered ground, and they're just looking for little bits of life that they can go chew on. Now, here's the good news. I know a lot about them. The unfortunate news is after all my travels and after all that time, we didn't see any of them.
Oh, no.
But that's the nature of adventure travel, which is the journey itself is a large portion of a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that comes with it extra is a bonus. In this case, we got the reward of the journey to test myself, to learn about what it takes to live in those conditions, and to meet the local people, to see how they live, how they make clothing, how they both survive, but also how they live and love. And so it was a great trip, even though we didn't get a chance to see the muskox.
Now, we're coming down on the end of the segment here, Roger, but tell me, is this the first time that you had traveled to a location with that temperature change?
No, this is my third trip, and I have a fourth one coming up in a few weeks.
Wow, that's really amazing. Now, in preparation for that, I'm sure you really have to prepare in terms of like clothing and things like that. I think you'd mentioned to me some time ago that when you're looking at that type of weather, you really need to look at wool clothing more so than cotton.
Yes, you want to keep wool is a great material for keeping you warm, for being able to keep you insulated, and if and when you do sweat, for really removing it from your skin because you don't want that condensation on your skin. And it also allows you to add a lot of layers to it over time.
Right.
So layering is the key part on those trips, and layering and making sure you have enough layers
right.
are the two most important pieces.
Absolutely. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and you guys stay tuned because we'll be back with more Talk with Roger. North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.